with SRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Democrats will hold at least 46 Senate seats in the next Congress. Senator Jackie Rosen winning re-election in Nevada today, fending off a fierce challenge from Republican Sam Brown. Meanwhile, former President Donald Trump won Nevada himself in the presidential contest, returning that state, along with its six electoral votes, to Republican hands for the first time since 2004. The president-elect's new White House chief of staff has deep ties to Republican politicians. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Susie Wiles may not be a household name, but she's been involved in GOP politics for years. Before leading Trump's 2024 presidential campaign, she ran the Florida operations for Trump in 2016 and 2020, as well as Governor Ron DeSantis's successful bid for office in 2018. Over the years, Wiles also worked for Republicans Rick Scott, John Huntsman, Dan Quayle, and Jack Kemp. In the 1980s, she worked as a scheduler in the Reagan administration. In January, she'll return to D.C. as the powerful White House chief of staff. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Officials say a suicide bomber blew himself up at a train station in a southwestern province in Pakistan, killing at least 24 people, including soldiers, and wounding about 50 others. Here's the BBC's Mohammed Soheib with a report.
Balochistan is the largest province in Pakistan, but it is also least developed. And this attack comes after a series of attacks that have taken place in this year by Balochistan Liberation Army, who has demands put forth. They demand independence, they demand the control of local resources, but they have carried out violent attacks throughout this year, even around the elections that took place this year in Pakistan.
That's BBC's Mohammed Soheib, and this is SRN News. A new project for the United Methodist Church.
The UMC General Commission on Archives and History has opened a resource center at Drew University in Madison, New Jersey, that focuses on gay Methodists. Earlier this year, the UMC voted to abandon its Book of Discipline and its biblical statutes, formally embracing same-sex marriage and homosexual ordination. That decision also formalized a split in the denomination that has seen thousands of churches abandon it and tens of thousands of members quit. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
It's not illegal to talk about your faith in the workplace, but many Americans hesitate to do so just the same. According to a new survey, 9% of evangelical Protestants, 15% of mainline Protestants, and 13% of Catholics say they, quote, conceal their religious beliefs at work for fear of others' perceptions. 19% of Jewish workers do the same. This is SRN News. So if a wedding is called off, who gets to keep the engagement ring?
That's what the highest court in Massachusetts was asked to decide with a $70,000 ring at the center of the dispute. The court ultimately ruled Friday that an engagement ring must be returned to the person who purchased it, ending a six-decade state rule that required judges to try to identify who was to blame for the end of the relationship. The justices said they opted to join the modern trend adopted by most jurisdictions and retire the concept of fault in this context. Keith Peters reporting.
A flight carrying the number 11 Auburn men's basketball team was grounded shortly after takeoff Friday after two players got into a fight on board. ESPN reported the altercation and said a replacement flight departed last night. Auburn is currently in its 11th season under coach Bruce Pearl. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.